Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, March 29th, 2019. I'm Rich Straffolino. Facebook announced several transparency changes to ad practices. It launched a new ad library, which provides a searchable index of all active ads about any subject, as well as inactive political and issue ads. The library will also show page creation dates, name changes, mergers with other pages, and where the page is managed from, as well as mechanisms to report ads are violating terms of service. This build on Facebook's ad archive released in May, which included only political and policy ads. Facebook also announced changes to ads for the upcoming EU parliamentary elections, requiring advertisers to be authorized to run ads in a given country regarding the election, and requiring all election ads to be clearly labeled as such, including a paid-for-by disclosure at the bottom. This will show who paid for the ad, the overall budget used, and provide contact information. Sony sold its Crackle streaming service to CSS Entertainment, launching a new joint venture with the company called Crackle Plus. CSS Entertainment takes a majority ownership of the venture, with Sony receiving various stock options in CSS. Sony will contribute the Crackle brand, user base, and ad rep business to the venture, as well as licensing Sony Picture content and Crackle original series. CSS will bring its existing ad-supported streaming services Popcorn Flicks, Popcorn Flicks Kids, Popcorn Flicks Comedy, Fright Picks, Espanol Picks, and Truly to Crackle Plus. Crackle Plus now claims to have 10 million monthly active users and 26 million registered users. Spotify is testing a new subscription offering called Premium Duo for two people who live at the same address. A single premium Spotify subscription costs €9.99 per subscriber, and a family plan for up to six costs €14.99. The Premium Duo plan for two splits the difference and costs €12.49. It also includes Duo Mix, an automatically generated playlist of music it thinks both members would enjoy, but probably won't. Premium Duo is being tested in Colombia, Chile, Denmark, Ireland, and Poland. Lyft priced its shares at $72 ahead of its initial offering of 32.5 million shares to the public, valuing the company at around $20 billion. Shares start trading today, March 29th, on the NASDAQ under the very clever ticker Lyft. Huawei reported revenue of 721.2 billion yuan for fiscal 2018, a 19.5% increase on the year, and the first time revenue has exceeded the equivalent of $100 billion. The consumer business made up the largest share of revenue for the first time, accounting for 348.9 billion yuan and growing 45% on the year. Huawei's core network equipment, which includes its controversial 5G business, actually declined by just over 1% on the year to 294 billion yuan. Overall net profit grew 25% to 59.3 billion yuan. Daimler agreed to buy a majority stake in the self-driving truck software maker Torque Robotics. The deal will give Daimler access to Torque's staff to accelerate Level 4 autonomous development. Torque currently sells software for Level 2 autonomous systems in trucks and has partnerships with Caterpillar for mining and agricultural applications. Twitter announced Thursday it's expanding its dark mode options for iOS users. Twitter is now gaining a lights out option as well as an automatic dark mode in addition to its blue/dark gray mode. Twitter previously called its dark theme Night Mode, now dubbed Dark Mode, with some new icons as well. CNET reports Skype users are seeing notifications that Cortana will no longer be supported in Skype after April 30th. That leaves Amazon Voice Services, which Skype announced back in November. Skype users have to link their Amazon accounts to take advantage of that. eBay is trying out a feature that uses computer vision to show similar items for sale. The example in their video is a green pair of sneakers. A prompt called Look Like This will let users find other items that the AI deems as similar. This could be the same item under varying names or similar shoes in different shades. The feature is available for Android and iOS eBay apps in Australia, Germany, the UK, and the United States. App researcher Jane Manchin Wong discovered that Instagram is testing adding a seek bar on videos, allowing users to scroll through the video rather than wait for it to loop. This feature was already available for content on IGTV, but does not appear to be in testing for Instagram Stories content. And finally, Amazon launched Alexa Blueprints for Business, which provides pre-configured templates businesses can use to create private skills without any coding. Skills are limited to within organizations and won't appear in general skill search, but any employee with the Alexa for Business organization identifier can create skills, which are then sent to IT admins for review. Blueprint's examples include guest services like asking for the guest Wi-Fi password or directions to specific rooms, or internal employee questions like, when does open enrollment begin? Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all the headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.